Podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up! With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What did he chant?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. She was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome, everybody, to episode 171 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti. With me today, as always, is one of the best two co-hosts a host could have, Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Now that I'm wearing headphones, I can understand why you kind of got the little dance going every time that when our music is playing and you're playing the drums on the on the table, and it's pretty fun.
It is.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world of professionalism.
I'm going to try it out.
So, Pete McCarthy is not here. Pete chose work over podcasting. I mean, he doesn't have his priorities right yet. And we're hoping that he finds the way and learns to grow up someday. His paying job, the potential there is not as great as, you know, doing the podcast, what this could actually be someday for us. You know, how many fires do we actually have?
I don't know.
So
4 or 5 a year tops, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you want me to silence your phone for you? It seems like you were struggling with that in the last podcast that we did, Legion's Cast. You good now?
I think I'm pretty popular.
You are. You're getting blown up. We are on YouTube Live as well, and not only are we on YouTube Live, but Cody has really upped the game.
Yeah.
Intern Cody has bought himself a nice new camera.
Yeah.
Figured out how to mix, connect directly into our mixer, which of course Guillermo would be like, yeah, you dummies, I showed you how to do that years ago.
He didn't show us anything. Yeah, he just did it.
He even if he did show us, I mean, let's be honest, this is the first time I've wore headphones, and I mean, I honestly
didn't know what he was saying half the time anyway.
4 years probably. but we are.
I'm kidding.
If you go and check this on YouTube, man, the clarity is amazing. Unfortunately, what I've noticed is we are fat.
Oh, we've always looked fat.
Yeah, you know, and I always felt I was looked even fatter because I was closer to the camera.
Yeah.
And, you know, you two were kind of behind me, and I sort of just looked like this big blob. But the camera must easily add 50 pounds.
I think the camera adds about 300 pounds.
Possibly. Possibly.
Hmm. Yeah. So Cody is Pete's employee at the vape shop. He's really the only reason Pete has a business. So heaven forbid now that Cody's got everybody, you know, he's going to get everybody hooked on the blue meth, you know, this quality. And then something's going to happen, and Cody's going to find a job where he actually gets appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be like, no, we don't, we can't do this anymore.
Remember, we once did this before. We had a really good run of posting things on YouTube.
Yeah.
And what was the driving force behind that?
Zach.
Yeah.
Except Zach's approach was a little bit, you know.
Oh, no, he's not as techie. No. And, you know.
Zach's approach was, it was a good, it was better than we could do.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Zach was, I don't know. Would you call it like ratchet or something? What would you call that? I don't know. Because he was like taking our audio recording from our podcast and syncing it to the video.
Yeah, because the audio wasn't good on the camera he was using.
Ugh. Cody's bypassing all that and noise.
Yeah. Cody's like, ah, no, I got a cord for that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I got a cord.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's inputs right there. Just plug them in. There it is, buddy. Zach, by the way, you know, back then, remember, he had to upload that big file, and he had to go to, like, the library because it was the biggest place. Sit there for 6 hours.
He had to go to the public school.
Yeah. Oh, and Cody's Zach. Friends with Zach.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They used to live together.
I think they're more than friends.
Do they still live together?
They don't still live together. Zach couldn't cut it. He needed to stay home with his parents, so couldn't handle it.
I actually miss Zach.
Yeah.
Little bastard.
Yep.
All right. Enough about that. What you been up to?
You know, not really a ton. Nothing super exciting. I went and watched Pete's comedy show last night.
You did?
Yep.
Did Pete perform?
Yeah, he was the opener.
Okay.
Yep. And he did a really good job. It was good.
He asked me, he texted me Friday night. And said, no, Thursday night, and said, hey, are you coming to the comedy show? I said, I don't know. I didn't know there was one. Mm-hmm. I actually wasn't aware of it. And then he says, I said, is it going to be as good as the last one? Because the last one he was at was amazing.
Yeah.
He put on.
Yeah.
He said, I don't know. I never seen this guy perform. And I said, are you going to perform? And he never answered me.
Hmm. Sounds about right.
So.
Yeah, he opened. He did a good job. 10 minutes or something like that, probably. It could be more, but it seemed like 10 minutes. You know, it was at the bar. I don't like comedy shows at bars because the people at the bar
are loud.
Are loud.
Yeah.
And so what's interesting, they had $5 happy hour drinks the hour prior to the show, and it was Blue Motorcycles, which is Pete's favorite drink, which is like. Just pure alcohol.
Isn't the same thing he calls an adios, motherfucker?
Yes. Yeah. I took a drink of it, and I sat it back down because I went like this in front of a room full of people. And I'm
that
like,
are, like, judging you.
Yeah, I'm like, I am not doing that. I, like, acted like they made this drink wrong.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with this one.
Oh, you had
one.
To go surly?
Yeah. Waiter. Nah, anyway. But and then they had Carnival Lemonades. So I almost think that having that, because it was Friday night, you know, I had a long day of work. I was like, by the time the headliner came on, and it wasn't that late, by the time he came on,
tired.
I was tired.
Tired, yeah.
I mean, I was like, go to bed tired.
Yeah.
So, from that standpoint, it was a good show. Comedian was funny. You know, they had some real good stuff, but. But I, you know, people were loud. I had these two women behind me that I could not believe how loud they were just talking. And probably it wasn't bad for everybody else, but they're right behind me. And I know, like I said, they probably had a couple drinks and, you know, you don't realize how loud you are. But holy crap. And I wanted to slap them, which would probably got me thrown in jail. So I'm glad I didn't slap them, but man, it was rough.
So, we stumbled upon some old VHS tapes.
Mm.
Old. Like, freshman year of me wrestling. And my daughter, Katie, is dating Pork. I've talked about Pork here. She's still with Pork. Pork's a wrestler. And so she goes and watches Pork's wrestling. So she's kind of gotten interested in wrestling in that capacity. And I stumbled upon these. And they're very young videos. I'm eighth grade in freshman year, and I wrestled all the way till the time I was a senior, but I don't know. And there are is video of that. I can't find it yet. I'm hoping to find it.
Quite possibly the only person I know that still has a VHS player.
Oh, I had to dig. I had to borrow one from my mom.
Okay.
We found the tapes, and then I had to go to my mom's house because she had one packed away downstairs. And I need to find a different one, but that's another story. I really found out how little faith my wife and children have in me. Because, you know, I thought, hey, look at this. You're going to get to see me as a
wrestler.
A freshman. I mean, yeah. I'm actually younger than Katie.
Yep.
In this video. Older than Claire, younger than Katie. And I wasn't a bad wrestler. I wasn't like a stud state championship wrestler, but mm-hmm. I had a winning record. I won more than I lost, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of kid. And was wrestling varsity as a freshman. So, you know, I'm thinking that my kids are going to be like impressed.
Yeah.
And they were, but in a very humiliating way.
Yeah.
Because all they could say is like, wow, Dad, you're so skinny. And wow, Dad, I didn't think you could move that fast. And like, wow, Dad, I can't believe how like into it you are. What the hell does that mean? Like, do they think I just half-ass?
Wow, Dad, you're like a huge piece of shit right now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, did my kids think I half-ass everything? That even being on the wrestling team, I was like, you know, well, I can't believe you beat that guy. It was brutal.
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, come on.
Right.
My wife was like, I have never seen you
move that
get
fast.
Up off the ground that fast. And I'm like, I know, I'm a fatty, but I wasn't always a fatty. I mean, when I met my wife.
Yeah, you didn't look like this.
No, yeah. And I'm like, I can't believe that you picked that guy up. Like, really?
Yeah.
So anyways, there was like a ton of backhanded compliments.
Right.
There were compliments of freshman Steve. But backhanded slaps to 41-year-old Steve.
Current Steve.
Yeah. So yeah. That was kind of a bummer.
Not cool.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna be like a hero, but really it was just like, oh my God, what did you do to yourself?
What happened? Did you eat that guy?
And like I don't even know if I find my senior ones because
that's when you're probably really studly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean I wrestled 171, which is also the number of this episode. 171 pounds as a freshman, and I wrestled 171 pounds as a senior, and the only thing different was body composition. So, yeah. And I was not fat as a freshman. So by the time I'm a senior, I'm a real stud.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, man, I don't even know if I want to show him that.
Yeah. Cause it'll hurt.
So anyways, it's been my weekend.
Yeah. Well, it's the start of the weekend. It's Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no Pete, but man, we're going to rip through this. And
do you have any videos of you young like that?
We used to have videos of us playing backyard football and also wrestling.
Like WWE?
And WWE wrestling.
You knuckleheads.
Yeah. We would go up to the porta pit. The
porta pit?
Yeah. You know, that's the big cushion thing that the pole vaulters would jump.
Oh, okay, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Would jump into.
Okay, yep.
You know, and so we would go up to that at the high school.
Do drop kicks.
We brought like a huge, like, you know, 14-foot ladder, and we'd jump
ladder
out.
Matches.
Doing ladder matches.
Didn't anybody stop you?
No, our football field is kind of hidden. It's back away, and we would go up there like 1 o'clock on
was Jason
Saturday.
Doing this shit?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I get yeah. It. I want to see it.
Ah, gosh, I anything that's on VHS is gone. Really, you know. I mean,
Well, and that's what I said about this. I was like, we got to get this transferred to digital somehow.
Yeah. Or else it's gone.
Because the tape is degrading.
Yeah.
You can tell it's already. Yeah. You know. Plus, yeah, you put
VHS it was degrading the day after I got recorded.
Yeah, and then you put it on these big screen TVs.
Yeah,
and
it looks like crap. I bet.
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
Yeah. I wonder what Pete's got. Maybe him playing like Guitar Hero or something.
I seen him doing a little punk dance at an assembly one time. It was posted on Facebook. He was really young.
Really?
It's funny because Pete's always said he's always been fat, but he was not that fat.
No.
You know,
no.
At all.
He's probably always had a real weird body shape.
Oh, yeah. He's built like, I mean, thick.
Yeah.
You know, thick midsection, skinny arms, skinny legs, you know. Why? Is there something good in the comment section that we need to be
discussing?
No, I think
Cody just wants to make sure that we are. But we do have some comments that are definitely worth looking into. Marcelo's Toy Room said, when is Pete going to do another Toy Haven? It should be every 6 months. You know, I'm going to agree with him.
Hmm.
I wish Toy Haven was twice a year.
Talk to Matt Rodriguez. He gets things done.
Marcelo says, we're slim. He just realized that Pete's got a vape shop. Yeah, here we are at Pete's vape shop. Yep. Got a nice little
Cloud 9 Studios.
Yep, studio for us. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. He asked if we're excited for the Ghostbuster new toys.
No.
Not one bit. Absolutely not.
Although I think Ghostbusters are cool, I have never had any desire to get into anything Ghostbusters.
Nope. Zero desire.
Did you ever have the original toys?
You know, I think I had a couple of the monsters.
Okay.
Like the skeleton that had like a chest that opened.
Yeah,
that, you know,
I remember
could
that.
You get a guy and maybe one other one. But I had zero interest really in Ghostbuster toys. I liked the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had zero interest. They look cool and I'm happy for people that they're making fun of them, but. I mean that they're making them. Sorry.
Get fun of them?
Yeah, sorry.
Anything else?
That looks like about it.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Toy news.
Toy news.
Toy news, Travis. Come on.
Well, the Ghostbusters have got some new figures out that we don't give a shit about.
They look cool, though. I have to say, I saw pictures of them. Who's making those?
I want to say Hasbro.
Okay. They'll probably be pretty good quality then. Sure.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. For those of you who like them, that's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, like I said, it's not really my thing. But Eric Munez says, hey, what about the Lords of Power pack? And what he is referring to is apparently there's been a picture that was posted, kind of like a teaser, and
yeah.
I'm going to let you go into this because I actually don't know anything about it, Steve. But it's going to be these figures in the new Origins line that have a weird look, and I'm guessing that must have been a foreign kind of situation. Was that?
No.
Okay, I guess I have no idea then what's going on right now.
This looks like early mini comic.
Oh, really? Is that what that is?
So what we're doing is we're going back to Origins, you know, that is the new 5.5-inch line that is coming. Last year at San Diego Comic-Con, we had the 2-pack with Adam and He-Man, which was very much Alcala, who is an artist on the early mini comics. It is very much inspired by his early art in those first 4 mini comics. Then, you know, we had heard of an upcoming line, and I think a lot of us thought that the upcoming line that was going to go to retail was also going to be, you know, in that earlier style.
Yeah.
Which it isn't. Though they're more little slightly different takes on the toys that we got as children. And I'm in love with the idea, mostly because of my experiences with the WWE crossover figures, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But so these now as PowerCon exclusives, and I just saw these today. This looks to me like they're going right back for these exclusives and going right to that early Alcala You see, there's a Manny Faces. You see that there's a Man at Arms. There's a different shape to his helmet. If you go to those first books, you'll see that, he has kind of a different look to him. He has a knife in his boot. He's got the fur around his chest armor. Skeletor is right there too, and Skeletor has that yellow bat that is sculpted into his chest piece, his harness, I guess you'd say. There was always kind of a bat sculpt there in the figure, but in that early one, just a couple of shots of that, it was painted yellow. He-Man, the yellow fur on the boots, there's a different thing there. He's got an axe. Doesn't look like he may even come with a sword. There's no sword that I see pictured with him, which would be, totally legit. And then there's the He-Man, the actual original head of He-Man, which is cool because we got the Alcala version, and we did get an original head with that too. Maybe that's just the same head. I'm wrong about getting excited about that, I guess. But his harness looks like it's a little more metal colored than usually having a blue tint to it. Interesting there. No knife in the boot that I can see from this angle. But very cool. Beastman was definitely drawn with some different kind of shoulder paddy kind of armor, and very cool. Looks like the Beastman that I'd like to see. I'm excited about that Beastman right there. I'd have to really look at Alcala's art because I don't remember that belt looking like that, but that, I'm just doing this off of memory. I just saw these like before we started recording. And then there's Merman. Now Merman has those little things hanging from his belt, and the head that looks more like it did on the card backs, but he was also drawn that way in the comics. The sword with the painted stripe up the corncob sword that Merman has with the green. Oh, his boots have these like trident almost tentacly things on the tops, and it's just really, really, I love these. I'm in love with them.
Really?
I'll stick every one of them up my butt except for that Beastman. It looks like it might hurt, but he'd have to go feet first.
I can't tell that you love them.
What? That was interesting. I got to describe toys without being interrupted.
John Clawfield said the Lords of Power are the very early prototypes before the name was changed to Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
So that's where that Lords of Power name comes from.
I knew that.
Marcelo says, dang, picture in picture. The new setup is awesome.
Glad you like it.
Yep.
That was my doing. Me and Trav did that. We got that done.
Yep. You can thank us. When you see Steven and I, come up, give us a big old hug. Because we made this happen. Yeah. Oh, look at Cody. He's doing some cool stuff, too.
Damn, man. Cody.
Yeah, Cody. You're the man. You are the man.
If I ever had a son, I'd want him to be like Cody.
Me too. Bringing home hot chicks.
You do have a son.
Oh, yeah. Dang it. My kid's just bringing over boys all the time.
All right.
Yep. Besides that, toy news. That's all I got.
That's it.
I can't think of anything else. If you guys are out there, I was actually going through my stuff today, and I'm like, holy cow, I really didn't have a lot of toy news, not a lot of toy drama.
I think there's some toy news you need to talk about.
Ooh,
I think we need to discuss Pete's upcoming con and who might be guests at that upcoming con.
I guess that fits into toy news. That definitely works.
I don't know if we've announced it here yet, probably, but the Four Horsemen are coming to MuskegonCon, and we talk about this a little bit over at Legion's Cast, but not everybody is a listener over there, so we're going to reiterate that If you are a Mythic Legions fan or a Masters of the Universe Classics fan or a Masters of the Universe 2000X fan or just a fan of really cool action figures, if you've ever wanted to meet the Four Horsemen and you live in kind of this Midwest kind of area that we live in, you need to come to MuskegonCon, which is, do you know the date right off the bat for MuskegonCon?
21st.
21st of March. It's not that far away. They're going to be here. They're going to do a panel. They're going to have stuff to sell. They're going to be here to talk to, shake their hands. It's going to be a good chance. And like I feel like I'm repeating myself because we just recorded Legion's Cast. But you know, if you live near the east part of the country, I don't know why I looked at Travis to back me up because he doesn't know where the heck east is, but if you live over there, you got chances to see these guys. And, you know, if you live out in the West, you can see them over at PowerCon. But, you know, they don't come this way very often. So if you're from Chicago or Detroit or Indianapolis or any of those places and you listen to this show, we wanted to get the word out that they're coming here. And it would be very cool to have a chance to meet them.
Yeah, you know, when you consider the opportunity aspect of it, you know, these guys have had their hands on some of our favorite toy lines over the years. You know, for me, the earliest was DC Classics.
Yeah.
That's at least what I knew them from. Obviously, I owned Spawn figures that they had their hands on. But back then, I wasn't aware of who toy designers were. And,
right.
You know, but obviously, they've gone out there and made a name for themselves working on, you know, Motu Classics. Obviously, my favorite line, Mythic Legions.
Yeah.
Currently now Thundercats for Super 7. Conan.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles, which those look amazing. So it's a real cool aspect. And the fact that we're going to have the Four Horsemen here at MuskegonCon, it is a real cool thing. And I think it just kind of adds an element to Pete's show. You know, the goal is for it to continue to grow, of course. But that's cool. And I'm excited.
I'm excited. But we'd love for you to come too and be excited. So,
yeah. And the more the merrier. You know, let's close that place down.
Yeah.
Let's get the fire marshal in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. You know, I look at MuskegonCon as a fun show and obviously a way for me to make money as a vendor. I know you're selling your art there as well. But it's not like my whole, you know, it's more about kind of hanging out and having fun and supporting Pete. But it's been a good show.
It's been a good show every year.
Has it been your best show? I think we've talked about that, haven't we?
I think it has.
Yeah.
I do well with the home crowd. They feel sorry for me. And I've actually got some new stuff this year. Remember last year I didn't have nothing? I didn't have anything new?
You had nothing new.
Because I had smashed my iPad.
Right.
And I didn't have a chance to... I didn't buy a new one in time. I bought a new one and then I needed to do Pete's badges last year. And by the time I knocked that out, I had nothing new.
Oh, so
and I still sold okay.
Speaking of badges, seeing the preview that Pete posted.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun, dude. That is fun.
I'm really ticked off about one of them.
Oh, really?
I don't like one of them.
Oh.
And I screwed up. I sent it to Pete, and I'm like, here it is. And then he's like, all right, I got to send it to the printer, because I was right up against the deadline. And then I saw a mistake, and it was Tila. Let's get be honest. It's Tila.
Yeah, because these are all Motu inspired.
These are all Filmation and Masters of the Universe inspired. And I'm like, and I could not, scouring the internet trying to find, Pete has a theme on every badge things we've done. It's a straight on shot of a face. Half the face is, it's just half a face. And then that leaves the whole side of it for wording, you know?
Yep.
And I'm like looking for a straight on shot of Filmation Tila to look at, to redraw. And can't find one. Her head's always turned. It's always turned every time. So I'm looking for this and I just can't find a straight on shot. So I wing it and do the best I can. Right.
Yep.
I'm not happy with it. And then I'm like 2 days later after I walk downstairs and I look at my wall and I have original Filmation pencils framed on my wall with a beautiful big straight on shot of Tila on my wall.
Yeah. In your house.
Yeah, in my house. I'm dumb. So stupid. So I'm like, oh, that's how they would do the eye straight on. Because, you know, there's Filmation is a very, it varies, you know, different shots. But I want to get it looking right. I'm like, oh, hell. So I changed the eye.
Yep.
And I'm like, Pete, do you have time to slide this through?
Yep.
Yep. Boom. A couple hours later, I throw it up and I look at it and I'm like, that eye is too small. That eye is too small. So I blow it up.
Yeah.
And I make it perfect. And I'm like, oh, this is much better.
Yeah.
This is it.
Well, it'd be fun for MesquiteCon. That's what it's all about. We're talking about MesquiteCon, you know, Motu inspired stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that one didn't make it to the printer.
I know he's revealed one of them. Can you talk about who you drew and who Jeremy drew?
I guess. I don't think Pete would care. He hasn't told
me. He's not going to listen anyway, so.
That's true. You know, I did. Me and Jeremy split it. I did the good guys. He did the bad guys. We did three of each.
Cool.
I did He-Man, Man-at-Arms, Teela. He did Beastman, Skeletor, and Evil-Lyn. And then I had the three, and I'm like, wait a minute here. We got He-Man here. We should have Faker. And so I made a Faker, and then I sent that to him, and I'm like, this thing's awesome. I want you to
use it.
See, and he's like, oh, we'll find a way to use it. Because everybody, he likes that one too.
Yeah.
Jeremy too, when he saw it. He's like, that's the best one. Not saying Jeremy said it was better than his, but of mine, he's like that one the best.
You should use Scareglow.
Scareglow?
Yeah.
There was no Filmation Scareglow.
Oh.
I'd have to come up with something original, and I'm not that smart.
I see. Gotcha.
Not that good of an artist here. I'm struggling here. I'm treading water.
Pretty fun. So March 21st, I mean, we're literally 2 weeks away, pretty much.
Today's
Saturday. Yeah. We're 2 weeks away from this show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. The fact that the Horsemen are there is going to be a lot of fun. We're hoping that draws in some more people because I'm going to be honest. I want the Horsemen to have some fans there besides all of us fat vendors who are going to be trying to make out with them and steal their product the whole time. But it'd be cool if we got some people in the venue.
For sure.
Yeah. So sweet. MesquiteCon 4.0. All right.
Moving on.
I'm going to jump over real quick to some drama.
Drama.
Yep. And after our last episode of Legion's Cast, I'm sure if you've listened, you guys are well aware and you know what I'm talking about. But we had some people that weren't weren't happy with us after Legion's Cast. Best way to describe it.
Sure.
Yep.
That works.
Yep. Peter was described as transphobic. And I will say...
he was. Actually, Peter was never named.
No, you're right. It was us.
Legion's Cast was described
as
transphobic.
Yep. Well, one of our listeners, Joseph Corzine, he is a Patreon supporter, and we've talked about the story before.
And hateful.
We're
just adding that in there. We're also hateful.
Where Pete is walking through Chicago Toy Show, and all of a sudden someone walks up behind him, is playing what Pete described would be his theme song, which was that thousand...
Something about balloons.
Thousand balloons. I don't even know.
He always says it.
And then when we don't know what he's talking about.
I still don't know what he's talking about. If he plays the music, I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So Joe's a great guy, and he's been with us for a long time. But he posted this post in our podcast victims group. The only way you are allowed into the podcast victims group is you have to be a member of our Patreon. So if you're interested, hey, find the link, get out there and support us. Having listened to all the podcasts and drama regarding what Pete said, which was nothing, by the way, I just thought it was important to list all the ways these guys are pro-trans.
Pro-trans.
Transportation. Steve loves snow plows.
Yep.
Pete loves fire trucks, and Travis loves police cars.
We all love those things.
Transformation. They all love Transformers. I've heard numerous thanks UPS guys where they've gotten them and transformed them.
Wait, just a second. Did you fart?
No.
Okay. I thought maybe I smelled something. Go ahead.
Translate. Pete and Steve are always able to translate whatever the hell Travis is attempting to say.
Not always, but we get the sentiment.
Trans substitute. Substantiation.
Transcendence.
Substantiation.
Transubstantiation.
I'm pretty sure if you eat the Little Debbie's or the fat off of your steak when you're eating the body of, then you're eating with the body of one of these guys. Trans fats. I don't even need to explain this one. Transparency. They are so open with us Patreon supporters from Steve's admission to sexual assault, Pete's struggle with diabetes, plus every time there is an episode where he has sex with Amanda beforehand, he makes sure to let us all know. And then to know more about Travis's sex life with Heidi than I'm sure Heidi does herself.
Because she's passed out drunk.
I cannot believe that anyone would think that there's anywhere they're not, any way they're not pro-trans. Thanks for the great podcast, guys.
Accurate.
Very accurate. So good. A couple comments were added. Nate Strong. Here's a few more. Transaction. Travis is a pro at making these at toy shows. Transition from one segment to another. No one does it better than Pete's thanks UPS guy. Gary Rickleman. Transnational. They got listeners the world over.
We do.
Derek Ayers. Transparent. Pretty sure one of them is trans and is also a parent.
Absolutely. One of us is trans.
Oh, man, and that is some good stuff. Thank you very much, Joseph. And moving on to my last little bit of toy drama that I actually located. It actually isn't toy drama, but, man, it just fits in with us because, you know, we talk a little bit about wrestling here and there. We're not current wrestling fans by any means. But man, the toys there's yeah. Wrestling definitely speaks to you and me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not so much Pete.
No,
but God, would Pete be, wouldn't Pete be a great wrestler?
Be a great wrestler? Yes.
His personality.
Yes.
And, oh my gosh. You know, and we talk about it, like we miss when Pete's not here. Steve obviously can actually talk without being interrupted.
Yeah, it's
nice. You know, he's not making fun of my butt or anything like that. But Pete does bring a very great aspect to the show. He's very good at talking and talking in front of people, and he's good at that stuff.
He's good at snuffing other people out. That's what he's good at. He's a big snuffer.
But man, he would be a great heel. On a wrestling thing.
Or, he would be. I'm surprised that Pete never got into it for the comedy of it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the biggest thing that attracts me to wrestling is the comedy.
Speaking of.
Okay.
So El Sinestro posted an RLU podcast and bullshit group, which if you're not in this group, I'll tell you, it's worth jumping into. It's fun. I got dragged in there by Andre Kelman. It is a group that is, it's really for their podcast fans, just like our our support group.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty fun one. And he shares this article from TMZ.com. Pro wrestler flips off 7-year-old fan at autograph event. When they reach out to MJF, which is his initials, what he goes by, I believe. When they reach out to him, he had a 3-word response. Fuck them kids. Here's the picture of him flipping this kid off.
So,
I'm pretty sure it says C2E2 Chicago. And they really just go up to get there's a video of it. They go up to get the picture with him, and he flips him off. Literally just flips the kid off.
I gotta watch that guy. I love him. I love the guy. My favorite things, one of the favorite things I always freaking loved was when Jericho was walking down the aisle to go to the ring and he'd see somebody with a sign in support of Jericho. It might have said, you know, Y2K on it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would take the sign, point at it like he liked it, rip it up, and throw it on the ground. From someone that's a fan of his.
Yeah.
Genius.
So good.
Genius.
So good.
That reminds me of a Chris Jericho move.
Yeah. It's gold. It is gold. And I guess that's always been part of his act, is just hating kids. And like, apparently they'll be like, you know, along the ring, and he'll go over and stare them down. And
that's so funny. Okay, you're recognizing. This is my sense. This tickles my brain. It is recognizing how immature and stupid that is, and then being that is not a way of justifying it. It's like, I'm going to jump on the show, a sword, show how much of an idiot someone can be, and it's hilarious. You know?
Yeah.
That's like, it's kind of how I feel with my sexist stuff here.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, do I have feelings of that are based in some of that reality? For sure. Would I take it to a level, though, or I try to? It's really just making fun of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people get that.
Right.
But I don't care, because I think it's funny.
Yeah. And it's part of your shtick, you know, your on-air persona. And like we said, there is a little bit of you that feels that way, but you kind of, yeah. And it's kind of like
Andy Kaufman when he wanted to wrestle women. He said he could beat all the women. Genius!
So good.
Genius! I love it! It is so funny
so
to me.
Good. And it's like, even, you know, like me, for example, obviously my persona on here is that I can't read.
Yeah, that's not really a persona. What is your persona on
that's
here?
That's just me. That's just who I am.
Like the fence riding. That's kind of, well.
But maybe that's why I'm not the favorite host too. Is
I don't know. You guys are catching me.
Is because I really don't have. I think I don't know. I'm probably just kind of who I am, and that's the way it is. I knew you'd love that. I was hoping Pete was gonna be here, because that's just gold.
See, but part of me wonders if Pete would get it.
Yeah, it's hard telling. I think he would get it, but if you don't watch wrestling, like, dude, there's people that are furious at him.
Yeah.
They're furious at him.
They're dumb.
How could you flip that kid off? How could you flip a little boy off?
People like that, I want to punch. I'm like, you don't get it? You really don't get it. You're going to get worked up over this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So genius.
Yeah. It's good, man.
Makes me want to watch wrestling. Who's he wrestling for?
It's AEW.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
The new one. Yeah. He's with, you know, he's in, that's the one Jericho's in.
Yeah.
And, I, you know, we got friends who are fans of wrestling, and they've been commenting and saying, man, that AEW, it's just fun to watch.
I've watched a little bit of it, too, already, just to check it out.
And, yeah.
It is fun. It's
right.
Definitely, it's a newer take on things.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. It's just so funny, because I really have no interest in the wrestling part anymore.
No, I never did.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I sort of did. Like,
yeah.
I always knew Shawn Michaels is, like, the best wrestler. He's the best seller, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I always got that physical comedy that was kind of put in. It's comedy, and it's also athleticism in the same thing. It's timing. It's all that together. Like, I always knew he was, like, one of the best in the ring. I knew who the technically good guys were.
Yeah.
But if you had a personality, I would like you over that any day.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's just always been. I can remember taping it and then watching it later, and I was fast forwarding through the matches just to see the promos.
Yeah.
Because I didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the funnest part.
Yeah.
But the thing is there were certain wrestlers that they even made the in-ring stuff good.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Yeah.
Jericho.
Those guys that taught you what a coward was.
Yeah.
I mean, Ric Flair.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, he'll punch you from behind.
Yep.
And then get on his knees and beg you not to hit him.
Yeah.
Great. It's so fantastic.
Yeah.
And then shit talk a second later about how good you are.
Give you the low blow.
But you're scared to death.
Yeah.
He's scared to death of you when he's got no way to hide.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So great.
It's just good stuff. Cody, did you get a chance to put that picture of the wrestler? Oh, okay. Good. I was hoping the fans got to see that. Uh-uh. Oh, Pete's on. Hey, Pete says hi, boys.
Hey, Pete.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we got a bunch of comments. Real quick, I just want to grab a few of these. Tenick Rock. 10-inch rock.
Well, Travis is he's having a hard time. Is he going to pass out? Have you seen stars?
So I'm trying to pronounce this guy's name, and I'm like... Tenich Rock. Cody, did you see this? Yeah. It's T-E-N-I-N-C-H. Rock.
10-inch rock. Nice. Travis thinks that's so... That's great. 10-inch rock.
10-inch rock. Holy crap. Greetings from the UK. Love your podcast. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We try.
Oh, Ron Twine said, score me some Four Horsemen swag, you beast. Oh, yeah, we'll get right on that, buddy. Pete has joined us. Cookie's here. Oh, man. Oh. Pete says that I'm lame, noncommittal, a waste of oxygen. That's Travis's shtick. Oh, shoot.
A waste of oxygen. Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's good. That is really good.
All right.
All right. So that wraps up Toy Drama. It's a quiet one. Unfortunately, we didn't get to talk about people sculpting anything. Oh, guess what they are? Or guess what is getting sculpted? I can't believe I almost forgot.
What is it?
Marvel Legends right now, the hottest item out there, so says the internet.
Yeah.
It is the...
Red Hulk.
Red Hulk. Target Red exclusive. Hulk. Target exclusive Red Hulk. People are freaking out. Our friend group is freaking out.
Yeah, I want one.
Yeah, I do too. But I also know...
I probably won't get one.
Nah, we'll get them.
I probably won't get one.
Oh, okay. You won't. Yeah, you're out. You're out.
I want one.
Yeah.
Because it looks cool.
Yeah.
But I probably won't get
one. It's just funny to me that people are going crazy. And like I said, I mean, we got like a social group, obviously, our friends, you know, from Grand Rapids and around our area here. And these guys are like driving out to get them. And don't get me wrong, if I had a chance, maybe I would. But, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'll get one down the road at some point. But. It's a hot figure right now, and you know it's $30. It's selling for $100+. I think last I saw on eBay, and people are just struggling to find them. You know, there's a big difference between a Walmart exclusive and a Target exclusive.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, we got three Walmarts within 15-minute driving distance from us.
Yeah, we got one Target.
One Target, you know, and distribution with Target is woo, not so great.
Yeah,
not so great. Yeah. Cookie said he lost the audio. You still getting audio out there, Cody?
Well, maybe. We're getting audio in here.
Maybe not.
We got our technical guy looking into it.
We do. it's intern Cody.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, he says we're good, so just let us know. You know,
did we lose it, you think?
I think so. When we switched to the
Hulk. Okay.
We got a little bit of a delay, too. Hold on, I got a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Well, we got Pete right here on the phone with us.
Pete's with us?
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you, Pete?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
We miss you.
I miss you guys. Just so you know... you need to let Cody know that you dropped audio when he switched over to the Red Hulk picture. Nobody can hear you.
All right. Is it back on now? Or you don't know?
I don't know because I can't be on the phone and watch YouTube simultaneously.
Cody says we're back.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe when we switch back away from the picture, we got it back.
Okay.
We'll have to play around with that and figure it out.
It looks amazing, though.
Yeah, dude. That's what we were thinking, too, is we were super impressed.
Yep, the sound quality is really good. He's doing a great job, so.
Yeah, keep paying him.
Yeah, oh, hell yes, I'm going to. it's going to end up being in sexual favors if this coronavirus doesn't start getting us product again, but I'll figure it out.
No kidding, man. No kidding.
Hey, Pete, we talked about MesquiteCon.
I know, I watched.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know.
I commented quite a bit, but Travis chose not to read some of my best comments because he's a dick. So.
I don't know. The one problem with doing the comments is there is a delay. And so, like, when I'm – your comments that are coming up on YouTube, and just so everyone's aware of this, just when the comments are coming up on YouTube, it's not, like, live for us going back. At least that's what I'm experiencing. Yeah. It seems like it's a couple minutes off, which does kind of make hard.
I agree with you that I would make a great wrestler.
Oh, you would, dude. Even at your
kicking people asses and banging their wrestler girlfriends. That'd be my shtick. So.
Even at your current size, too, man.
Oh, hell yes. I've got the body type for WCW for sure.
He'd have to be in an Andre singlet, wouldn't he? With the one strap?
He would be. It would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It would be great.
Like I'd have a ridiculous thing stuffed in the front of it so I had a ginormous bulge.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be good.
All right,
buddy.
All right, man. I just got my head sniped off, so I'm going to go kill that motherfucker. I'll talk to you guys later.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. Pete weighing in. Almost felt like he was here, but not really.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it was close to him being here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Is it time? We're all done with Toy Drama? Or
I think that's it, buddy.
We got any people wanting to get into the...
Nope.
Support group? Support group entries.
I've had people asking to join the support group, but no...
No host?
They don't name the host. They're very like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of fake people, a few bots.
Damn.
So, I mean, it looks like it's going to sit pretty steady there. I think we might have plateaued, you know. It's possible we're
kind of like my life. All right, well then it's time for thanks, UPS guy. I'm not Pete, but
you are not Pete. But hey, it's not bad.
That's all we got.
That's what we got.
That's all we got.
Yep. You want to go first? You want me to go first, buddy?
I don't care. I
will say this: I think we got a lot of toys.
We do have a lot of toys. I think I'll just start saying some things, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
So, I was able to score, and apparently these aren't out everywhere, but I was able to score the Masters of the WWE Universe Wave 2 figures. And boy, are these fun. I mean, I cannot say enough about how much I enjoy these. I would like to hold them up to the camera, but that's going to be difficult for me to talk. And so... Anyway, maybe Cody will come in here and hold these in front of the camera if he's available.
Or I could do that even.
So, first I want to deal with, I forget this. Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns. Is it? Yeah, okay. Roman Reigns. Now, this is a figure I wanted to pass on because I'm not a big fan of Roman Reigns, even though I'm not into wrestling very much. I just, eh. But.
You know,
what's
funny is I think there's a lot of people that feel that way.
I think that's pretty common as well.
Yeah.
But he comes with a Fisto fist. So I was like, okay, I have to have that Fisto fist, whether I put it on him or someone else. And so there you go. And the fun thing about these guys, and I don't know, I've probably discussed this before, but they're ridiculously mega easily interchangeable. So you can do so much swapping with these guys. So even if you don't like a character, just to have a different pair of legs or a different pair of arms or something to put on them is just, it's just beautiful. So very cool, very good sculpt on Roman Reigns, I will say that. Going on to the next figure, which is one of the ones I was really super excited about. This is, I'm going to give this to Travis. So this is like Faker John Cena. They did him with a translucent blue, black accents. And what's cool is his weapons, he has an axe and a shield. He didn't come with those weapons. He came with an orange mace, but those weapons actually came with the Cena that came with the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And they look amazing on him, which I think is really cool. I love when Mattel does that stuff. That's like an old classics move where you get figures with another figure that you want to swap out if you want and put them with the other figure. So he's just very, very fun. Comes with some brass knuckles, the chain around. If you take his armor off, he actually has the computer tape deck looking thing on his chest like Faker would.
And you love the articulation on these, don't you?
You know, it's not the best articulation because, like, for instance, if you try to put their legs straight out, it doesn't really go straight out.
Yep.
But no, as compared to for what they are and the chunkiness and the He-Man vintage style body they have, it is amazing and it's really fun and everything just works so damn well. So, I got Macho Man at Arms here, which is pretty cool. They did a play on Battle Armor He-Man. He's got swappable plates for his chest with his sunglasses. And so, you know, you have a non-broken sunglasses emblem on his chest and then a little broken, then a lot broken. I've got the middle one in there right now. Comes with some Man at Arms knee armor. You know, Man-at-Arms classic mace that he would carry. Just all this stuff that'll be so fun to swap around on the Masters of the Universe figures when we actually get them. So I'm sure that there'll be different color variations and everything else.
So, Steve, what sucked you in on these? Because if I remember right, you were kind of like, maybe.
Yeah, I was totally on the fence, like Travis on the fence about these. And then it was basically when you got me and Jeremy the ring for Christmas. And when I got them out of the package, I started playing with them. I think that they're just so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the next figure I'm going to show you is not... I never would have been a Rey Mysterio fan. I like Rey Mysterio, but...
Yeah, but he doesn't have a personality.
Yeah, I wasn't always running around going 619.
Yeah.
But when they did this color scheme on him, which is Stratos, that's my favorite figure of this line. It is so He-Man to me because of the bright colors and just the way he is. That's the stuff that really draws me into this, the differences of it, looking at them. And I just think it's very fun, and it really, 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 really gets me pumped up for the new Masters figures. I hope that enough people buy them so that line goes on for a while.
Yeah.
Because I am all in. I'm excited as hell about them. I just think that they're going to be fun, and I don't see a reason why kids would not have a ball with them, because kids love to mix, match, swap parts, do everything, and these give you that. So, what do you see that any charm in these?
Not for me personally. I will tell you, I'm not on the fence on these. I am totally not interested in them. What I do understand is why you would like them, why a wrestling fan would like them. I totally get that aspect of it. I think it's cool. And like I've said before, anything to help spread the Masters love around, you know, that's how this stuff keeps going on for years. That's how 100 years from now, they're still talking about your toy line, is because you diversified and made sure that you were appealing to a lot of different fans. So it makes sense to me. I think it's cool. And I like, you know, you posing them. I like seeing the pictures you post. It's neat.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about these. Next, I have a figure that I got some opinions about here. This is the new Multiverse line of DC figures by McFarlane. Why are you looking at me like I'm confused?
Is that the one from Walmart?
Yeah.
Man, your legs, or maybe it's how you got them posed. Len shared pictures of his.
Mm-hmm.
And his legs looked so skinny.
It is the way they're posed.
Okay.
I don't know what the deal is with McFarlane. I like, so Todd McFarlane was definitely an influence on me for art.
Yep.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. His Spider-Man was out of this world.
Yeah.
Okay? I loved it, especially back then. Now I look at it and I go, his anatomy is crazy.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, you look, go back and look at, like, their hands. Yeah. It looked like their fingers had, like, 7 joint knuckles in them. And...
yeah. There's some crazy stuff going on there. Yeah. But when I was a kid in middle school or upper elementary, man, I was like, man, nobody draws Spider-Man like this. This is amazing. Spider-Man's all, you know, contorted and just freaking cool. And I loved it. I was like, and Chris Middlecamp is who introduced me to that and basically made me start paying attention to who actually draws the stuff. And so that's what I became aware of Todd McFarlane. I'm like, okay, Todd McFarlane. Wow, he's pretty cool. Now, then, you know, followed him. I was a big Spawn fan. So, I mean, I kind of thought if you'd asked 12-year-old me who's the best comic book artist, I said Todd McFarlane. Now, that's a little bit different. But the point I'm trying to make is I'm not sure that he's a real toy guy. I don't feel because this figure, this Superman figure that I've got in my hands here, has a great, in my opinion, head sculpt. It has great colors. It's bright. It's vibrant. I love the way they did the chest symbol on him. It's kind of in a glossy metallic kind of format here. But what the hell? He made it's the way that they're engineered or something. And I don't know how much Todd McFarlane actually has his hands in any of that. But somebody needs to work for him that actually plays with toys or actually poses toys, because you can barely get his thighs. Okay, so and here's I'm gonna quote Cornboy on this, and I don't know where Cornboy said this, if it was on our show or if it was on another show, but he mentioned one time that when you have a figure and their feet are straight out,
yep,
and their legs are pointing straight, it's stupid. Nobody stands like that. I've heard him say that. I don't remember where. And he's absolutely freaking fantastic. It's factual. You know, if you talk about me always posing figures, absolutely. You never pose figures that way with their feet because they look it looks stupid. This figure, I had to push so hard to get his legs just to have a little bit of an outward weight. Otherwise, you can have his feet twisted, but that looks stupid.
Yeah.
His knees are straight on. Now, I don't even know if it's meant to do this because it felt like I was going to snap his legs off. There's just a little bit of give here in the thigh. They need to engineer some thigh swivel on these stupid things because this is how you'll get them in the package. Okay. And there's your super skinny legs.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. There it is. And I'll try to show real quick.
Yeah, they do look wrong.
There's your stupid skinny legs. And he looks horrible that way. But, so they never took the time to give us that articulation point or a good way to do that articulation. But he gave us a damn toe freaking bend. Okay? Now, I don't care about the damn toes. I got lots of figures that I can't bend the toes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But that you can make a figure look great without. Can you bend the toes on a Mythic Legion? Look at all the poses you can get out of Mythic Legion. Do I need toe bend? No. Do I need a thigh swivel? Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's like, it really ticks me off. His arms don't move well. There's not a lot of poses you can put that guy in. I've got him in a static kind of standing there. His head, I think it was Len, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Len, his.
Won't look up.
He won't look up. You can't put him in a typical flying pose, even though they give you the hands to do that. He's got the fist and everything, but it's just he's not gonna do it. So limited posability, great colors, great paint work. Todd, you need to get some people that play with these things. Because I don't think he does.
I love his head sculpt.
I do love his head sculpt. He's got a good sculpt.
The shield looks beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, the costume looks great.
I know. When I saw that figure and I saw the way he was posed in the package, because he looks kind of dumb with his legs like that.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, man, his colors look so great. Maybe I can just get him out of the package and I can get him posed so he looks better.
Yeah.
And I had a hell of a time. I felt like I was going to break his legs to get that.
Yeah, I just turned him out a little bit trying to get back to the look you had. And it was like crack, crack.
It feels like you're going to break him.
Yeah.
Like I've said, there's a little give in his hips. And I'm not sure that that's meant to even do that.
Right.
Because
you just might be forcing a piece of plastic in there that, yeah, man, ugh.
And I don't care if I break him.
Right.
Because he looks stupid. Until you get his legs in a good situation. I'll be like, all right, well, that's $20 I spent to criticize it on the show.
Tomas says, stepping up in a few notches, both audio and visual. You guys look really professional now.
And fat.
And he said, fans of power got nothing on you guys now.
I'm not sure we were ever competing with fans of power on this show anyways.
Maybe in a fast food eating contest. Dominate them.
So yeah, if you want to get this guy, let's pretend you're trying to get him in a flying pose.
Oh, it looked beautiful.
That's about as good as you're going to get him. He's kind of looking up a little.
Yeah, but nope. Easy pass.
And he comes with a flight stand, mm-hmm. So you can do a hovering pose with him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not sold. I think it's a shame because
it there's could have
so
been.
Much good. Yeah, it's a missed opportunity to be a fantastic figure. I don't want a toe articulation. I want the stuff that matters.
Yeah.
And toy people know what matters.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's almost like just understanding body physiology. You know, comic book artists.
You would think that because McFarlane is an artist.
Yeah. But I don't think his art's ever really been grounded in. And don't get me wrong. I think it got better like Spawn, you know. But Spawn is just also so dark. And, you know, the cape covered up a lot and chains. And I mean, I always love McFarlane. I still do. I think he's an amazing artist. But, yeah, that don't work.
It doesn't. And that's why. Okay, so here's another one. He's got butterfly shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, look how much you can do with them.
Nothing.
You can move them a tad. I don't know if you can see this because I'm a ways away from the camera. Am I paying for that? Like, is this $20 because that stuff's in there? Because get rid of that.
The toe.
And get rid of the damn toe here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there. Get rid of that. And give me so you can move his thighs. Okay? And make his legs a little bit heavier. For crying out loud. That's why companies, and I hate to just suck the horseman's dick all the time, but that's why companies like them are so good, because we know Cornboy collects 112.
Yeah.
You know, he has stuff in his hands.
Yeah.
He likes to play with them and do things with them. You know, that's why they're so good, because they love what they do. They didn't look at it and go, hey, I wonder if I can make money off that. No, they love the shit.
Yeah.
Yep. You know?
Makes a world of a difference.
So, anyways.
Hmm.
There's my piece.
All right. Next.
Oh, yeah. So, I made a trade, and it's pretty cool. Traded a couple of figures for a Gothitropolis Scarabus. Now, I want you to tell me something. When I was pretty excited about getting my hands on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, do you have that one, Trav? And you're like, eh. Like, you don't like it. And so now, you know, you don't like it?
No. I like it. I do think it's cool. This is not the color, the color ones that I really liked. But it probably is right up there with me for me, and when you hold it and see it in person. It's definitely a really cool piece. It's awesome. Yeah, I like that gold and the red. It pops. All their stuff pops. You know, their color selections are, whoever does that for them, you know, is, they're a genius, you know. So it's beautiful. I do like it. Don't get me wrong. I never wanted to make you feel like I didn't like it, but it was not, it wouldn't be in my top four or five of those just because, and based on the color, because let's be honest, a lot of the rest of the figure is, you know, the same on all of them. But it's amazing how that color does totally change things. It's a beautiful figure.
I actually love the color scheme on this thing. Just looks, the gold and the red, and he's beautiful. First one I've ever gotten my hands on. I don't have any of these.
Yep.
In particular. Struggling with whether or not to open it.
Yeah. They display really cool in the package. And the package looks cool. I've got three now, and two of them are open. I bought them loose. And one of them I have is still in the package. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to open that. Because it looks cool. And these figures, I mean, you just try to look these up, and you're talking $200 plus.
Yeah, sometimes. You know,
yep, trying to buy them on eBay. It's cool. It's a very cool figure. You know, the hard part is because I almost like one of these alternate heads better, the one with the black eyes, you know, but
oh, yeah.
Ultimate face, you know, because it's really just a face part that you switch over. But I don't know. It's a cool figure. It's really cool. Lucky you, man.
Yeah, it was fun. So
how'd you get that?
It actually was CB's. Put up some of his personal collection. He threw some things out there that he was willing to trade for. I had a couple of them, and was able to make it a good trade. And he, you know, I told him, I promised him some things when he comes to Muskegon. Said, you know, I'm down for a couple of, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I can't say no to that. So
nice, buddy.
Yeah.
Good job.
Means a lot to me.
Yeah, I bet it does.
I slept with it last night.
Yeah, you got it from the guy that had his hand in making the thing. It's pretty awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So, what you got?
Ooh. Well, luckily for me, I ordered some pieces from My Action Figure Customs. And not only did I order these pieces, but I also had a buddy named Steven Big Money Bisciotti who painted them for me. So I got to add these great pieces onto a couple of my favorite Mythic Legion figures to help them really pop and add a little bit of variety to them. So here I have Cronaw, and he has a My Action Figure Customs added arm gauntlet piece that then you can plug in different weapons to kind of give them really that trap jaw appeal. I mean, he already has the look. Dude, I just noticed the knife holder.
Yeah.
Is that new?
No. Been there ever since. First wave 1.0. I got plenty of figures with that, with a knife in that thing. Yep.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But it's just on this belt?
Yeah, it's just on that particular belt. But every belt like that has it. For sure.
What the crap? You got to be playing with me.
No, I'm not. Go home and look at your figures.
Oh, my gosh. So, pretty darn cool. I love it. Steve painted this. It's got a bone-like arm inside that arm gauntlet that is just really cool. You know, it looks like it's, you know, just a beast. There you go, Cody. And he's also got this nice little shoulder chest piece mount.
Yeah, which works.
Yeah,
very inspired by Trapjaw, the real.
Oh yeah,
Trapjaw.
So awesome. If I remember right, it's Gun Lake Customs. I think Gun Lake GD Lake. I think did that the design for that for my action figure customs. So just a cool piece. Absolutely love it. And Steve did a great job painting it.
You think that's the best homage figure?
I don't know. Unkin is pretty darn cool. I think Trap Jaw, Krona might go down as being the best one. We'll see. It's just so cool. You know, it's I don't know. It's just a great figure.
Yeah.
Also picked up this one, which is a helmet. My Action Figure Customs, Mr. Robinson design that Steve put a great little paint job on to spoil me. And it makes this little goblin Legion builder. He added some paint to him too, so he's not just that black. Made this really great custom helmet. And then, you know, with the paint on it to make it look like this bone thing that this evil little creature put together to wear as a mask. And I love it. It's awesome. Thank you very much. You're the man, Steven.
Thanks.
My Action Figure Customs is the place to go if you want to take a look at that. Next, at the last toy show, I was able to pick up a piece, and it was actually our very own Scoot who was selling it.
Ooh.
Yep. And it's a Transformers masterpiece, kind of. Reximus Prime, which is an oversized Grimlock. And it actually is, so what is this, third party?
Yeah, this has got to be one of those third party deals. It's an upscaled version of Grimlock.
Yep.
Of the masterpiece.
And on the back, it actually shows you the size difference in the scale between the two of them, between the masterpiece.
It's quite a bit.
And this one, I actually don't have the figure here because I was too lazy to take it off my shelf. And let me tell you, that dude takes up some room on a Detolf.
He does. We were, I was over at your house when you put him in there, and he dominates.
Yeah.
Which looks cool.
Yeah, because he should.
Yeah.
Grimlock was always big.
Yeah.
You know, and so in dinosaur form, he should be that big. I actually like the paint scheme on him better than the Masterpiece Edition. And I want to say, I mean, he's not two times the size, but he's definitely, you know, one and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up there. It's a cool piece, and I'm pretty happy to add that to my collection. Picked up three of these bad boys.
Ooh, look at you, Mandalorian.
Yep. Was lucky enough, one of our friends shared that the Mandos were up on Amazon for $20. So I jumped on and grabbed three of them.
How's Pedro doing? Pedro. I heard Pedro Pascal.
Oh, from carrying the franchise.
That's such a great little meme.
It is so good.
He's incredible. His back is blown out from carrying the whole Star Wars franchise.
Yep. These Mando figures, they've just been going crazy, you know, on eBay and people trying to get them at shows. The first edition one, not the carbonized one, but the other, like the white box one.
Yeah.
People are selling it for like $140 at the show. Yeah. I mean, and selling it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, gone.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, the carbonized one, it's carbonized, right? That's what they called it.
Something like that.
Yeah. Those ones were going for roughly, I think, right around $60-$75 last time I looked. This figure, of course, because they're going to be, this is how it's going to get re-released. You know, they'll run about probably $35, $30. But, you know, I jumped on and snagged a few. They had a limit. You could only buy three, so I only got three. But I'm obviously planning on flipping them. So I was glad to get those. I have the carbonized one. You know, Bob got me.
Yeah.
Riger. So those will just go right into the booth. But you got to make sure you're out there looking for them. I do think they're going to be one of those that gets packed in a case. So at one point they will be. Remember Revan?
Yes.
Yeah, Revan was way up there.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then they packed him, you know.
Yeah, and I bought him high.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, like, I think like a dummy.
A lot of people did.
Yeah.
And then they eight-packed him. I think they're going to do that with Cara Dune, too. She's going to get put in a case. So, because she's a high-dollar figure right now, too.
Luckily, you know? I don't have any desire for that one.
What about Mando?
I've got him.
Yeah.
I scored him on Force Friday, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomas Reinberg said, Krona is the only Mythic Legion he has. Obviously a big Masters fan. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see if it stays your only one.
Yeah. I think that's definitely going to change. Yeah. We'll see. Marcelo says the TVC Mandalorian is so hard to find. The vintage collection, the 4-inch.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yep. I didn't see. I'm not plugged in at all with 4-inch.
Yeah.
Star Wars. So.
But I've seen the Cara Dune. It's pretty good looking. Obviously, he's pretty, you know.
Yeah.
So, great figures, and they're out there. They are out there. All right, and last but not least for me is I got a box.
You did.
I did.
Mm.
And we're going to open it and talk about it. Sound good?
Yeah, I'm excited because I don't know what's in the box. And it's always nice to get into a new box, you know. Not all of us have opportunities all the time to get into a new box. But, you know, every now and then, it happens. Packing peanuts, those are great. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. This is one of those situations where it's really hard. It's a box within a box full of packing peanuts, and that can be challenging to get out without
making a mess.
Yeah. Smaller box here. Now Travis is opening up that, expertly using a knife, using the blade away from himself, because let's face it, Travis is a trained hero. That's what he is. He's my hero. And I'm still not sure what he's going to pull out of this box. There's something crossed out on the side of it, so I don't know if that has anything to do with what's in. Oh, boy, now I know exactly what's in that box. These are sectors. These are the 3 3/4 or 4-inch, maybe, figures that were done on Kickstarter. And he just handed me one of them. I've got Sectors, Warriors of Symbion, Skull Soldier. Wow. In hand, in the package, these look amazing. How many different characters are there?
I think, you know, there's 6 on the back, but I thought there was only 4. You know what? But I could be wrong, because it could have been that you could have bought the Skull Soldier and the Royal Guard.
So we've got a Dargon, which is kind of the main guy, right?
Yep.
And then General Spydrax? Spydrax?
I think it's Spydrax, yeah.
And then Mantor, Heroic Sector of the Shining Realm. Package art is amazing. Don't know who did it. They have definitely have a vintage feel to them. Wow, these are really, really, obviously we don't have one open, but they look like quality figures here to me. What do you think, Trav?
I think they look really nice. You know, this was a Kickstarter that I thought was pretty cool. I figured I would get in on it just because, you know, I wanted to support it. And also, you know, I thought there was a chance, obviously, for the resale down the road. I think I probably will keep a set for me and then sell the rest of them. But they're pretty darn cool. They did a really good job with them. And if you were a fan of that line, then I think you're going to be more than happy with these figures, because they're pretty darn sweet.
I agree. There. Isn't this one that... This has been a long time coming. This one's been delayed a few times, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a while ago. I'll jump over real quick. Tomas is excited about it. He said Sectars.
Yeah.
I can tell you when it was actually funded.
Yeah. A pretty cool line. I had one when I was a kid. I had Dargon. I didn't have the one that came with the glove.
Yeah, I had one of those, I think. Yeah,
And I wanted one very badly. but it didn't happen.
February 27th, 2018. So 2 years.
2 years coming.
Yeah. Yep.
But I got to say, I mean, I don't, I think they're worth the wait.
Oh, yeah. I think if you were, you were somebody that was in on these, they're pretty darn cool. You know, obviously, I would have, I, man, do I wish they were 6-inch? Yeah, I do. But they're neat.
Yeah.
They're really neat. And I got to think that if you were a fan of Sectars, you're pretty happy with these. Now, obviously, we don't have any open, you know, we're not for sure really on how well they pose and everything. But just going off presentation and paint job aspects of these figures, they look really cool. They look super cool. And like Steve said, the art on them is
just
awesome.
Art alone is just like I've got a Skull Soldier. You know, you could army build this guy. I'm assuming the face sculpts are tight. They're you know, it's they don't look soft at all.
Is it a cartoon? Did it ever actually have a cartoon?
I don't remember it.
You know, it's so weird because it seems like one of those things that your mind is like envisioning that there was a cartoon.
Well, I think that the commercials had animation, but I'm not sure if there was an actual cartoon.
I think you're right. I think it's just the commercials that I'm probably remembering. I thought it was fun when I was a kid, man.
Yeah.
I never had all of them or anything like that. We obviously have a friend that is a heavy collector of Sectars, Jason Boonstra. He is, I mean, we're talking like prototypes, and I mean, he is.
Got a problem.
Yeah, he's got a problem. but they are pretty darn cool. So.
Would love to play with these.
There's a miniseries.
There was a miniseries, comic or of cartoon?
Animated miniseries.
Oh, it says animated miniseries. Okay. All right. So, yeah, legit. That's cool. This is like the coolest part of the Kickstarter, of course. You know, first part is the reveal. The second part is when it gets funded.
Yeah.
And then third part is when, obviously, that stuff actually shows up in your hands.
And which is usually about the time you've forgotten about the other stuff.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I understand, you know, I think people have this concept of, you know, oh, I got my stuff kickstarted. I'm going to get it in 6 months.
No. Not usually.
Not how it works. It's not how it works unless you're kickstarting a turd in a box. I mean,
yeah. And then for right now, with the factories being shut down, it's things that are going on right now are really going to get kicked down the road a little bit. That stinks because I'm a little excited about my Action Force figures coming someday. Mm-hmm. And
Snake Mountain.
Are people getting Snake Eyes?
No.
Okay, because I saw a thing about a person saying that having one in hand. And
well,
I didn't...
some people do have it in hand. I don't know if they were early reviewers or something that people like were getting them right from Thailand or something like that. There is pictures of him in hand, yes.
But I saw those right in the beginning, and then I just recently saw one. And I'm like, oh, maybe they're starting to ship, but probably not.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be a while. I still haven't ordered mine.
You haven't ordered Snake Eyes?
No. No. Wow. I know he's a pre-order, and so I got to get in on him. I'm going to, but this hasn't happened yet.
All right. We got anything to talk about? Movies, TV, movies, trailers, anything good?
The only thing I could say is I am currently watching The Outsider. It is on HBO, Stephen King, based on a Stephen King book. Directed the first few episodes by Jason Bateman. It is good. It is so good.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's the season finale is coming up, and my guess is a series finale. I think it's going to be just a 10-episode kind of thing. But it is good. Tension. It's a good story. Great actors. It's a fun one, and I'd recommend you go out and check that out. Have you started reading the books I gave you, Stephen?
No. But they're in a prominent spot where I see them often.
It seems like it's been a month.
It may have been a month, but you know, got to remember, look at all the toys I painted for you.
That is true. Are you painting when you're taking a shit?
Painting the toilet. Brown.
Wow. Wow.
That usually, no, I'm not painting.
Mm. Why don't you read?
I'm on my phone. Facebooking. Looking at YouTube. Looking at My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me support group. Looking at POTU. Looking at Legion's Cast.
Oh, yeah.
Conversing with fans. Liking things. Throwing my 2 cents in here and there.
Letting people know how you feel.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Buck Wild says he got his on Monday. Sectars. Still waiting on my Eagle Force Kickstarter. That's one I did not back. There just wasn't anything in there that I was really that interested. Buck says, yeah, they had a comic book. I remember the comic book. But, okay.
Are you... God, I totally got distracted by the person that walked in to buy something at the store.
I am super impressed with this layout that Cody's done.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Looks great. It'll be so interesting.
I got wrapped up in watching a show that wouldn't really be my thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about this.
So on Netflix, there's this show. It's called Blind Love. I wanted to check it out.
How does this happen to you?
Scrolling through.
And you just like see a picture.
Blind Love. This shows a picture of a hot couple on a beach holding hands.
Okay.
I'm like, wonder if the chicks are hot in this.
All right.
So I started up, and what it is about is it's a little bit, it's kind of similar to like The Bachelor, which I hate. I hate that show. But so you meet, you date, you get like, I don't know, so many guys, so many girls, obviously probably an equal amount. And then they date each other in these pods. You go into this little room, might be about as big as this room, has a couch in it. And there's a wall, there's a screen, and the girl would be on the other side of the screen, and you can't see her, but you can talk. So the idea is, can you fall in love without ever seeing somebody?
Okay. How long do they talk? I mean,
they go in there. They already have a wedding date, which is 4 weeks out. So,
do they not see each other until they get married?
No, they see each other when they get engaged. So when you've dated or made a connection with a girl you think you've fallen in love with without ever seeing her, mm-hmm. you ask her to marry you. If she says yes, the next day you get to see each other. Then they send you to a resort, Mexico, Cancun. Right. We've been there. Not the resort, not this exact resort, but me and you.
Yep.
We've been there. We had a love connection there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to Cancun, and then they're whisked away. But what they don't know is the other couples are all sent to the same one. And so people you may have dated in the pods, you know, you get to see that, hey, well, I like this guy too, but he's way hotter than that guy or vice versa, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So then, and then the whole show ends, you know, how many of these couples are actually going to go down the aisle and say yes?
Yeah.
It is so stupid. It is the stupidest thing in the world. These guys are such a bunch of idiots. They're such a bunch of little man babies with one-itis. They think they got the one. And they're so, I mean, like, it's so, oh my God. This one girl, she freaking is in love with this guy, okay? She wants him so damn bad, but she's stringing this other guy along, okay? And this guy that she's in love with is dating like three of them. He's got like three girls in there that he hasn't seen yet, and they're still in the pods. And he's got all of them just creaming over him, right? And then he finally decides he wants this one crazy bitch. And he goes in and he tells this one chick, he's like, hey, you know, I'm done with you. And she's like, what? We had a connection. And it's great. And she flips out. What does she do? Okay. Oh, I forgot to tell this. The night before, this guy she loves goes in and tells her he's done with her. She broke it off with a guy that she's been stringing along because she wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what does she do as soon as this guy dumps her? She goes back to the little guy that she just dumped the night before and was like, oh, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And they get engaged. And then she goes, so then they see each other for the first time, and she's like, yeah, he's not what I really liked, and blah, blah, what I was really thinking he was going to look like. And then they go to the resort, and she sees the guy who ditched her, and she's like, oh, he's the freaking one, and they're all just this stupid shit going on. These guys are such pussies in this show. These they just put up with these girls. I was just screaming and yelling and freaking getting all wound up. And Courtney's like, I hate you. I hate watching this shit with you because you're an asshole. And it was great. It really was good for me and Courtney's marriage.
It sounds like
it. I can't watch this stuff with you. You think everybody's got an ulterior motive. What about love? I'm like.
They went on a show. These people don't even know what love is.
This dude, this is so funny. This dude's like, oh man, I just love this girl. Well, she's one of those girls that, like, the first night they got together, she jumped his bones, you know. So he's like, oh man, you know what happens to your brain when you get some of that. Mm-hmm. He's in freaking love, right?
Yeah.
Well, then they do the whole thing where they go home and he sees where she lives and she sees where he lives, and he's got a good job, so he's got this, like, pretty nice place, which he was nervous about showing her because he didn't think it was going to be good enough for her. Well, then they go to her place and it's a shithole. And then she's like talking about shit, and she's like, you know, I've got this much thousands of dollars of student debt for a college degree I never finished. And she's like, telling him about, he's like, how many days of work do you week? And she's like, I don't know, whatever I feel like. And he's like looking, oh shit, I'm going to have to be paying all the bills. I'm going to have to, you know, now this crazy sex isn't enough to deal with this shit. And
the reality,
oh man, it's so great. And I'm like, she's a freaking freeloading hippie. I get ditched that bitch. And Courtney's like, well, what about love? I recommend everybody who has a girlfriend or is married to watch this show together, because it will strengthen your marriage.
Really?
Yeah, because we came out of it. When me and Courtney were done with this, I felt like I had been in a pod with her for 6 weeks. And we had fallen in love not knowing what each other looks like.
Yeah.
And I realized how great she has it. So,
is she your freeloading hippie?
No, she's not my freeloading hippie. No, she's the one. She's my soulmate. That's what she is. More importantly, I'm hers.
More importantly, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, check it out. I mean, or don't. But if you do check it out, make sure you watch it with a female, and make sure you are critical of everybody on it and calling everybody an idiot. I'm like, gotta get a prenup. Better get a prenup. She's like, why a prenup? Why prenup? We didn't get a prenup. We didn't have shit.
What were you going to take from me?
Yeah. I didn't even have a toy collection at that time.
Yeah. Were you going to steal my 7 Spawn toys?
Yeah. Yeah, Heidi had her eye on them, didn't she?
Yeah.
She went home and told Daddy, who owned multiple businesses, and, hey, I just dated a guy. He's got, like, 7 Spawn toys on a shelf.
And a tongue ring.
That's right. You were the hippie. You're a freeloaded hippie. Or you were.
Was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget. I gotta tell this story real quick. I don't know, maybe I've so Heidi's dad is, like, I've met him a few times. He's very conservative.
Yeah.
He's kind of straight up hunter.
Yeah. He's like when you think of, like, a man's man, you know,
yeah,
gonna be out in the wood shop,
yeah,
work 12-hour days for his family,
yeah,
goes hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love it I saw him at MuskieCon a couple of years ago. And he's met me like 12 times, but I don't think he still knows who I am. And Now, our buddy Jason, he's in love with, but not me. And so I see him at MesquiteCon, and I can't remember why he was there. Dropping cane off, maybe?
Yeah, probably just stopping in and dropping cane off. Yeah,
yeah, and I saw him at the hallway, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? Shook his hand, talked to him for just a second. I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? And his answer, he looked at me, and he goes, I guess they do these things. I guess they do these things. Comic-Cons. Guess they do them. It was funny as shit. I was like, yeah, yeah, see you later. What do you think of my art?
Do you want to buy one of my
You want to buy one of my art prints for $5?
Oh, yeah. Yep, this dude's got three daughters. He's probably waiting for that son-in-law who's going to go hunting with him. And
did he get one? No, I mean, we know it's not you, but did he get one?
You know what? Danny, my other brother-in-law, I wouldn't say alike, but we're closer alike than than we are with our father-in-law. He's a sports guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. But that's not his, he's not hunting. He did actually finally get one. Heather's husband Craig, he goes hunting with them and that kind of. But I don't know if I'd say he's quite. I mean, he's not the same for sure. But he just kind of got what he got, I guess.
Heidi comes from the family of big rare hunters. Like Sasquatch is real because they have one. They killed it.
Yeah,
and he's mounted, stuffed. And multiple colors. They got a white one.
They got a Tundra Yeti.
They found it, yeah. And they killed it. It's awesome.
Yep. And then there's me. I love my cat. I like animals, too.
You do like animals.
I like when they sit on my lap and I can pet them.
And they lick things.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. All right.
Tomas said, I would have dated Travis by the sounds of it.
Well, yeah, he's a catch. Any other comments we should read before we end this?
I think that's about it. Ron jumped in and said, read the Dritz books.
I will. I have every intention to.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's about it. We had about 10 people with us this time, so, we'll see. We'll see how this YouTube thing goes. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if our numbers on the podcast go down and our YouTube numbers go up.
We'll see.
I don't know who wants to look at us.
I don't know why you would want to look at us, but I do think the fact of being able to show the toys.
The toys is kind of interesting,
Cody being able to add the aspects of, pulling up pictures on the...
Yeah.
I mean, that is some cool stuff. And, we've talked about how we wish we could do that on our podcast, that when you were listening to the podcast, that the picture of the toy would come up on your phone or whatever, but... I think like we've talked about, it's just a neat way to maybe incorporate more fans, and we don't care how we get the listens.
No.
Or the follows or the watch. We're just glad that we could share it with people, and if they enjoy it, hey. But I can tell you what happened probably when people jumped on, they saw Pete wasn't here and they jumped off.
Screw them. I think we did pretty good.
We've actually had a more steady.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been steady.
All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. If you're watching us out there on YouTube and you just found us this way and you don't know who we are, we are My Wife's Gonna Kill Me. We do a podcast every week about toys, life, pretty much just bullshit. Patreon exists. We have a Patreon page, My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. It's hard to search for some reason. I keep telling Pete, who made the page, that maybe he needs to change something, but he thinks I'm stupid and it's my fault. And then other people complain that they can't find our page. But if you go to our Facebook page, you should be able to find a link there. We just posted a bunch of links to the Patreon page.
You know why it is? It's because it's adult content.
Is that why?
Yes.
Is that why we're hard to find?
Yes.
Well, Travis says it's because there's adult content. I'm not sure how well that came over the mic. Anyway... thanks for listening. Check out Legions Cast if you're a Mythic Legions fan. Check out Podcasters of the Universe if you're a Masters of the Universe fan. If you like us here, join the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me support group. That's the best place to hang out. That's where you're gonna have the most fun. Unless you're a whiny bitch, then you're not gonna have any fun there. So make sure you answer the question. We will not let you in unless you pick a host. Doesn't matter which host you pick, just pick somebody. Let us know that you are actually a human and a listener. And we'll be glad to have you. Extra points if you vote for me. Because we're keeping track. So. All right, thanks everybody. We will see you in the toy aisle? Yeah. All right. Bye now.